At the beginning of the pandemic last year, WAMU started following the stories of several local residents as the world went into lockdown. Now, more than a year and a half later, WAMU reporter Jacob Fenston and visuals editor Tyrone Turner checked in with some of them. They join us now to talk about the project. Jacob, Tyrone, welcome.
Hi, Esther.
Hello.
Jacob, you two have been working on this Portraits from a Pandemic project for more than a year and a half. Tell me how it started.
Yeah, so back in March 2020, I don't know if you remember those first days, it was this sort of liminal space where a lot of people were starting to work from home, but restaurants were still open and stores were still open. And it seemed like maybe it would just be a weird few weeks. And then I remember it hit me at some point that whatever was happening, it was affecting all of us at the same time in a way that no other story I'd covered had. So we had this idea to find a handful of people from different walks of life and tell their stories as the pandemic was unfolding. What really struck me in almost every interview I did for this project was that I heard echoes of what I was experiencing at the same time from all these different people. I want to play a clip from Matt Norvell. He's a hospital chaplain, and here he's reflecting on how his job is always emotionally challenging, but during COVID, it's been different.
I think that this was harder personally because, like, the whole world was experiencing the same thing at the same time. There was nowhere that you could look and anybody was having a lighter day. Every story was really hard. There have been times that I've caught myself just swirling in what else is going to go wrong. And somewhere I stopped asking that question because it turns out there's so many other things that could go wrong. And so I stopped asking that question of what else is going to go wrong. And for my own sort of personal wellness, I had to start looking around to see what was going well.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, just myself reflecting on that moment, trying to find, some good in the entire situation was probably very difficult for most people. You followed six people altogether. What was it like to keep returning to those stories over time, Tyrone?
Yeah, as a journalist, it's great to be able to talk with people about their experiences at one point in time, but it's even better to be able to go back to those same people over a period of months and years to see how their lives have changed. From the beginning, Jacob and I knew we wanted to find people who would allow us to do this because, honestly, no one knew what was going to happen in the pandemic. For example, we visited with Margaret Sullivan a number of times at her home in a retirement community in Northern Virginia since the start of COVID. I feel like she's taken us on her personal journey through the pandemic as life changed for her and her family.
We mourn, and we mourn for all sorts of reasons. I think at this point, many of us here, without putting words to it, are mourning for a lost year. Now, for everybody, it's been a lost year in some ways. But for those of us who live here, I'm in my now late 80s, we don't have many years left. It's less possible for us to have put off and think, well, all right, we'll do that next year. The next years are not necessarily given.
Wow. For the latest installment of your project, you produced a few short videos, Tyrone. Explain how you made these.
Well, the idea of the video portraits was to try something a little different, a little more visually poetic. We recorded the interviews with Margaret, Matt, and Queen of Fee, who we'll hear from in a minute. And then immediately after, I would film them to produce a video collage that would accompany their powerful words.
And I watched those videos on dcs.com, where the story can be found, and they are very, very powerful. Were there any common threads in talking to these different people, Jacob?
Yes, I think at the beginning, especially, I'd say isolation was one of the main things people were struggling with in all different ways. So there was the high school student who was bored out of his mind at home with his parents. There's a nurse anesthetist who had to isolate herself from her vulnerable family members. She was afraid she would infect them after coming home from work. But the other theme we heard again and again was resilience. Queen of Fee Gaston really spoke to this. She's a lifelong D.C. resident who lives in Ward 7. She's a survivor of domestic violence, and she now counsels other survivors.
Just yesterday, I explained to my son, your mom has lived through so much trauma, like, and I'm still here, you know? So I feel like in COVID, it's nothing we can't get through. We want to get through this COVID thing, because I done been and got through a lot of stuff that my community said I should have died at 15, and I'm still here.
Well, we are certainly thankful that Queen Effie Gaston is still here, and we are grateful for your reporting, Jacob and Tyrone, WAMU's Jacob Fenston and visuals editor Tyrone Turner. Thank you both so much for your reporting on this project. You can find their project on DCist.com. Jacob and Tyrone, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Esther.